And that's the way my granddad used to be. He had those kind of grape vineyards. My cousin and I, we'd take our little wagon at it. We'd pull them great big old gray grape deals off of them. But, ooh, them things is good. My goodness gracious alive, that was good. Now then, he took good care of those grapevines. Now, are you a producer of fruit? You learn how to become a fruit producer whenever you get the Word of God in you. Because for years, I didn't know nothing about the Word. I was not a producer of fruit. I just was a normal Christian. I just went to church. In fact, for years of my life, I didn't teach a Sunday school class. You know, I was not a deacon. I remember when the church administrator asked me to teach a class the first time. I almost passed out. Me? Teach the Bible? I don't know nothing about the Bible. And I can sure, when I said that, I'm sure this is what the Lord says. That's why I'm going to have you teach a Sunday school class, because you don't know nothing about my Word, but I'm going to force you to learn something about my Word, because I have trained you to be a systems technical instructor on some of the most sophisticated airplanes there is, and if you can teach those, you can teach my Word. Don't you think that's why God trained me to be a system technical instructor? Sure, because He wanted me to teach His Word. So, but was I a fruit producer? No. It's a good thing God was merciful. Because I want to take you to John 15:2, and I want to show you what He does to those that don't produce fruit for His kingdom. This is really scary. So if you're not a fruit producer, you need to become one. Look at what He says in John 15:2. He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit. He does what? He cuts it off. What does it mean to cut you off? What happens when you cut off the branch? When you cut off the branch and do it down, can it produce any more fruit? It dies. It's dead. And what happens to the dead branches? They get thrown into the fire and burned. Do you want to be thrown into the fire and burned? Ooh, not me either. But this is not my words. These are His. He cuts off how many branches that don't produce fruit? Every one of them. Now then, here's the thing about God. If you don't produce it, I didn't produce any fruit for a lot of years. But God was merciful. He's waiting on me. He's training me. In other words, I'm that little vine that's coming up that there's no fruit on it. I'm that little fruit tree out there that's growing and growing. And after 3 or 4 years, they finally a few little buds, but still no fruit. And somebody keeps working and working. And finally, there's little peaches on that tree. And 5 or 6 or 7 years now, it's a big, beautiful tree with great, big, beautiful peaches on it. Aren't we glad God's merciful with us? Because if He hadn't been merciful with me, I'd have been gone a long time ago. But now then that I've learned these things, I want to produce fruit every day of some kind. Don't you? Because I don't want to get cut off. Well, let's see what happens. He says, He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit, and He prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will be even more productive. What? I mean, I'm going to be out there working and everything, and He's going to cut off an arm. He's going to prune me. Does it hurt when He prunes you? Oh, yeah. It's usually very hurtful, isn't it? But He's in the pruning business, isn't He? And it's good. It's for your good. That's exactly right. That's how He does it. He cuts us off. And I don't want to be one of those that cut off. I don't mind being one of those that pruned. But I don't want to be cut off. I want to be pruned so I can be more fruitful. Okay, let's go back to where we were in the 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 4. Do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Spend your time and energy in training yourself for spiritual fitness. Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is much more important, for it promises a reward in both this life and the next. Okay, verse 9 and 10. This is true, and everyone should accept it. We work hard and suffer much in order that people will believe the truth, for our hope is in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and particularly of those who believe. If you do something for Jesus, you know, I've heard lots of people say in their life, you know, I want to be a preacher. They don't ever do anything. Okay, maybe that's true. I ain't found that to be true. Being a pastor and being a man of God, it will keep you busy 24/7, I'll tell you for sure. Verse 11 and 12. Teach these things and insist that everyone learn them. Now look, I'm teaching this to you today, and I insist that you remember what I'm saying. Now, am I on safe ground, Betty? Is that what the king told me to tell you? I insist that you listen to me today. Now, if God told me to do that, what do we better do? If I insist that you listen, you better pay attention, hadn't you? Because this ain't me talking, is it? This is the Word of God that's talking to you. And he tell me, insist that you pay attention to His Word. If you're tired and sleepy today, well then wake up. Don't let me look back there and see you with your eyes closed. If you do, I'm going to come back there and punch you. Wake up. I insist that you pay attention, because this is not just some ball game we're going to. If you go to the ball game, you can sleep through it. I don't care. But if you're in church, don't sleep in church. You know, listen to God's Word and hear what He's telling you. Listen. Now then, don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all. Believe in what you teach, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and in your purity. Oh, man, there's some real requirements there, isn't there? Now, how many young men do I know that meet that criteria? Not very many. How many old men do I know that meet that criteria? Not very many. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Now, if you are young, and we got several young men in this church here today. I mean, don't let anybody bug you. I mean, if you happen to go to college today and you're a young man, I mean, you start talking about Jesus. I mean, there's people, especially if there's four or five or six of them, they'll gang up on you and they'll make fun of you and they'll do everything. Oh, you're one of them stupid Christians. Yeah, I'm one of them Christians, all right. But I ain't stupid. I'm one of them believers in Jesus Christ. You don't hesitate to tell them. But there's too many people today that's ganging up on people. And we send our young people to college today. And we're losing 90% of our young 90% of our young people that are Christians. They go to college. When they get out, they don't believe there's a God anymore. 90% of them. Don't be one of them. You know what? In fact, I said yesterday in the healing school down in Houston, I think at my age, they say you can go sit in a college class and it'll cost you nothing. I've heard that. If that's true, I think I'll just go once in a while, find me a good college that I hear that's not teaching the Word of God, and I'll just go sit down and I'll just hear what they have to say. And whenever somebody says something about God, I'll just jump up and say, you know, professor, that's not true. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I've walked in a place with God where I can do those kind of things. I have seen the king do awesome things, and I can produce the results. When he said, well, if you've seen God do something like that, where is that person? I said, no problem, I'll bring them tomorrow. In fact, I had somebody call me one time, a lawyer from New York. He said, you know, I forget what kind of church he was in. It was one of the major denominations of, I forget what it was. But anyway, he called and said, Thurman, I've been listening to your CDs and DVDs. And he said, I want you to know I have been in church all of my life. I have never seen a miracle or seen a healing. Never. I'm a middle-aged man. He said, you talk about it like you see it all the time. I said, I do. He said, you know, I'm not saying that I don't believe you as a pastor, but could you give me the names of just one person that I could call that received some kind of a miracle or a healing? I said, no, I won't give you one. Let me just give you six right off the top of my head. I said, let me give you some names. I gave him some names. And, of course, one of the ones I gave him was Johnny Brumfield. You know, the guy down from Louisiana got the new legs when I prayed for him. I said, Johnny Brumfield. Of course, that one, he called Johnny's house and he got his son. He said, is this a Brumfield residence? Yes, it is. You know, did you have a dad by the name of Johnny? Yes. Did he get a miracle from God with new legs? Yes, he sure did. No problem. He's just running and playing. He's so happy. Oh, okay, thank you. So he calls back the next day and gets Mrs. Brumfield and says, is this the Brumfield residence? Yes, it is. Is your husband's name Johnny? Yes. Did your husband get two new legs when a pastor prayed for him? Yes, he sure did. And he's walking and running and playing. Well, the next day he calls back and gets Johnny himself. And when he got the third time, he called me and said, Thurman, I got to tell you, I called Johnny's Brumfield house 3 times in 3 days and got 3 different people, and all of them agreed with your testimony. And he said, we'd like for you to speak in our church. He said, I want you to know that I'm a lawyer and I don't disbelieve one person's testimony. But he said, when I get three people that told me the same story, he said, I believe. He said, I called every one of those names that you called me, and every person that you told me about that received some kind of a healing or a miracle, every one of them agreed with what you had told me. So he said, we want you to come up here in Virginia or wherever it was, New York or wherever it was, and in New York, that's where it was, and speak in our church. So I went up there and did that. I'm telling you, I believe every man that's over 40 years old ought to be walking in the power of God. That's a Christian.
Amen.
I mean, is God a respecter of persons? No. So why are we not? Why did I go through my whole life and not see anybody walking in the power of God? I didn't know. I bet you the pastors, I don't know this for a fact, but I bet you the pastors that I was in the church with, I bet most of those men don't have 50 verses hidden in their heart. Because none of them walked in power with God. In fact, we went to a humongous church in Detroit here a few years ago. We saw people, we had 1,800 people in that church that night. We were there on Monday night. It's a church of 6,000. But there was 1,800 of them there that night that I preached. And I saw God do miracles, heal breast cancer, all kinds of things right there. And after the service was over, the pastor said, man, you can't fight against results. He said, we got to have this man come back. And so they asked me if I'd come back. I told them, sure. So they set up a date. And then they got one of my teachings about how Barack Obama is a Muslim. Happens to be a black church. They canceled me. I ain't never heard from them since. Never. All I was doing, telling the truth about Barack Obama. I don't care if he's black or white. I mean, I could care less. That don't mean nothing to me. It's what he stands for that's wrong.
Amen.
And so, in fact, that pastor, one day he called me and said, you know, I will have to say, Thurman, I now know why nobody in Detroit, he said, there ain't a church or a pastor in Detroit that walks in the power you walk in. None. He said, but I know why. They ain't none of us pure. He said, I know them all. That's a pastor of a church 6,000 strong. He said, I ain't walking in it. And he said, I guarantee I'm not walking in it. And I don't know a pastor up here that's walking pure and holy.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Spiritual Fitness is Much More Important, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.